Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, let's hit the guest line right now. Jim Diapoulos joins us, former NFL official, former supervisor of NFL officials. Hey, Jim, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. How you doing today?
We're doing well. A little frustrated, Jim. certainly a little frustrated. Not as much as, say, Clay Matthews and the Green Bay Packers. I mean, walk us through it here. Last couple weeks, what we have witnessed on the field. Taz and I just got done talking about it. I think it's a formful tackle and a hit. I get protecting the quarterback. What about the latest addition, the call yesterday on Matthews against Alex Smith?
You know, I watched this and I kind of cringe because, you know, I understand what the NFL is trying to do here. You know, we have to protect the quarterback. I mean, you guys know that.
Right.
I mean, that's the franchise player. They're really trying to protect him. But what Clay Matthews did was absolutely exactly the way it's supposed to be done. I don't know how else a player can take a quarterback down other than the way Clay did it. You know, what they're trying to get away from, and as you probably realize, they don't want the quarterback lifted and driven into the ground. And it just, they're saying partial body weight. They're just putting too much responsibility on this referee to overprotect this quarterback. And it's very frustrating, and people are frustrated with it, but I know the officials are frustrated with it also, but the directive that they're getting from the league office is to protect that quarterback.
And it's got to be, I mean, Jim, it's got to be frustrating for most officials because I would assume most of them, when they were younger, played football at some level, either high school or college ball or maybe even some pro ball, right? So they understand,
absolutely.
Right, so they understand, like Moose and I were talking earlier, when you go to tackle someone, you run through them. You don't hit them, you run through them. So your momentum is going to land on them, even if you don't try to drive them into the ground. So it's got to be difficult, right? I mean, for these refs to initiate these calls without essentially getting everybody else pissed off at them, right or wrong?
You're absolutely correct. And these officials have officiated so many games over the years to get to the level that they are at. You know, I think what we've got to do is we've just got to let them officiate and make gut calls. What do you think is legal and what do you think is illegal? You know, I'm not sure they're getting the proper directive from the league office. Mm. Or they're not getting the film work that they need or, hey, you know, here's a foul or here's not a foul. At some point, it's very difficult for the official when he goes out there and sees things because every tackle is different. Just like every hold is different and every pass interference is different. And what you try to teach officials is, you know, call it from your gut. Is one guy getting an advantage? Is one player taking an advantage over another player? And that's what it all comes down to, is advantage and disadvantage. And when you put this quarterback in this position, he's going to get hit. He's going to get hit sometimes. Just don't, you know, abuse him. Don't drive him into the ground. The old, you know, the Ray Nitschke type tackles.
Yeah,
and those types of tackles where, you know, they drive the player into the ground and then try to bury him. You just can't do that. But how do you keep from, you know, falling on a player when you're making a tackle? It's
physically impossible. It's physically impossible. It really is.
It really is. And you know, I think the officials are doing a great job with the information that they're getting right now. And they're trying to decipher exactly what the league wants. And I'm not sure if the league knows exactly what they want.
Jim, do you think the rule book has tilted to a point that defenses are at a disadvantage?
You know, it's always been that way. You know, as long as I've been associated with the NFL, you know, anytime there's been a rule change, it has two situations. Number one, to increase scoring or for safety. And basically all these issues right now are trying, you know, you're trying to help the offense out. You know, the defense is always going to be at the disadvantage right here. But I understand the safety situation. You know, the league has a real issue with safety, with head injuries. I thought the big issue that we would be talking about all year would be helmet-to-helmet contact.
Yeah, me too.
And the players understand it. The players have gotten, I mean, we don't see that, you know, you know, you're getting a few of them during the game.
Not like last year, though. It's not like last year.
No, you know, the players understand it, and they kind of adjusted to it, and they'll adjust to this too. But gosh, I don't know what you tell a Clay Matthews or any type of a defensive player on how do you take a player down, or how do you tackle a player, because that looked absolutely textbook to me.
You know, it seems like, you know, Jim, when you're watching the officials, and not to put the heat on them, but Moose and I were just talking about it, I think it was the last segment here on our program, that you'll see a call get made on whatever play, and where it's like, okay, and then they huddle up because they're not sure. Maybe it was a little gray area in this call. So then the officials huddle up, which has been going on in the NFL for decades. But now you have, obviously, instant replay, so New York's going to second-guess you once you go to them. Then you have every network has a guy in the booth now, like Blandino or Pereira and all these different guys, which is cool. So it's like some of these officials, you think it's harder now to be an official than it was, let's say, 15 years ago?
Oh, absolutely. You're under the microscope right now on every call that you make. Besides being, you know, critiqued out on the field, you've got every person that's watching the game, you know, on the social media critiquing your calls,
right,
also.
Right.
And then you're trying to make the call, and, you know, they have this earpiece in, so they know New York's talking to these guys. So that's the other thing that, you know, I think we got to kind of back up a little bit and go back to the time where just let the guys officiate the game.
Oh, wait, wait. So New York's got, they got an IFB, they got an earpiece in, so they're talking to these guys, so they're micromanaging these refs while they're reffing.
Yeah, they can talk to these officials, and which makes this very difficult. You know, the problem is, you know, the players make mistakes. Officials make mistakes. I mean, coaches make mistakes. It's just part of the game, and people have got to understand it. I think the problem that we have is, as fans, we expect the NFL officials to be perfect. You know, we don't expect the NBA guys, the Major League Baseball guys, the hockey guys to be perfect, but we expect perfection from the NFL officials, and they're not. They're really good. They're really good, but they make mistakes, and I think we just got to understand it. Let's make them make mistakes. And the NFL is trying to make this a perfect game, and it's just not a perfect game.
No, it certainly is not, Jim. Not a perfect game, but do you think the game is now soft? I mean, Clay Matthews yesterday after that latest call, and he's frustrated again. McCarthy was frustrated.
Oof.
And he could go up and down the rule book, certainly in terms of who's at advantage, who's at a disadvantage. You know, this game is inherently violent. Do you think, I get about protecting players, we all understand that. People want quality of life later on in life. But do you think Clay Matthews made the claim he feels like the league is getting soft? Do you think this league's getting soft?
I think that it's becoming overprotective right now. I think they're becoming overprotective of the players. You know, it's still, as you said, it's a vicious game played by vicious individuals when they're out of between those lines, and it's a tough game. And I understand what the league is trying to do. They're trying to protect those guys from head injuries. But gosh, it's very difficult. It's a difficult game to officiate. It's a difficult game to play. And the league is making it a lot more difficult, putting so many guidelines on these defensive players.
You think, hey, Jim, you think it's going to be something that's probably that might be impossible to figure out throughout the whole season here?
I think what's going to happen is the players are going to figure it out. You know, they're going to have to do something because, you know, the league has set this directive that they want protection of this quarter, specifically the quarterback. And what's going to happen is the players are going to have to adjust to it. I know Clay Matthews is going to get very frustrated with it. And I think what he's going to do is just keep tackling the way he tackles and try to. But I don't know how you come after the quarterback. And if you head up on him, you know, how do you take him down without landing on him?
It's Clay Matthews. He's 6'3", 255 pounds, Clay. He's a huge guy. He's a big boy.
You know,
a 10-year veteran.
They're all big guys right out there. You know, how do you put, you know, partial weight on a guy? And, you know, I just think it's so difficult for the official to make this call. I think he's just got to look at it and say, you know, I've seen so many of these hits on the quarterback. is this legal or is this not legal? Is this defensive player trying to injure him or is he just trying to take him down? He's just got to make a gut call out there. And I'll tell you, it's just an awful lot of pressure on the referee right now to make that call on that hit on that quarterback.
You know, Jim, Taz and I were talking about before, we would not want the job, right? There's a lot of pressure. You were on the field. You supervised officials. Give us, when you were on the field, did you feel that kind of pressure?
Not necessarily. No. You know, when you're out there, you just, what you're trying to do is just keep guys, you know, keep the game in line. And too often what's happening now is I think they feel that they have this eye looking over their shoulder all the time. You know, the older officials back in the day, the Jerry Markwrights and the Jerry Bergmans and those, they just officiated the game and, you know, they just called it from their guts and they just kind of let these guys play. And when they thought one player was doing something outside the rules, they did it. Now what's happening is you see a lot of hesitancy by officials because they're trying to determine what do they want up in New York rather than just making a gut call.
Yeah, and I think that's a problem because you want to make sure that the rules are there for a reason. I get it. But it also can't be just letter of the law rule time and time again. Because these games, there's got to be a rhythm and a flow to these games as well, Jim. I mean, that's what makes football so popular, such a great sport, is that it's such a great TV sport. People enjoy watching it, but when there's too many penalties being called, when you're having a half where there's 16 penalties or 26 penalties for a game, it's too much.
Absolutely. You've hit the nail on the head. You've got to get the flow out there. And once you lose that flow and you start over-officiating and taking control of the game, you know, there's taking control of the game when it's getting, you know, when the players are getting a little antsy and they're getting into each other's faces, or there's taking control of the game when they're just playing and you're trying to, you know, you're trying to put yourself in the middle of the game. And that's what you don't want the officials to do, is to get too involved in that game. Let the players play the game and protect the players from themselves. And that's what you try to do and kind of keep it within the rules. But like I said, you know, you've got to have that feel, and I just don't know if they really are comfortable yet with what the league wants called.
And your message, if Clay Matthews called you today, Jim, and said, "What the hell do I do?" What would your message to Clay Matthews be?
I'd tell him to keep playing football like he knows how to play football, and hopefully they'll adjust to this thing, because I don't think he can change. I don't think he did anything outside of the rules. I don't feel he did anything, you know, trying to hurt the player. I don't think he did anything, you know, that was unnecessary that should have been called.
Jim Diapoulos, former NFL official, former supervisor of NFL officials as well. Jim, great stuff. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Anytime, guys. Great talking to you. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Take
care, sir.
Ours. And basically said the Matthews hit is the Matthews hit.
Yeah, man. I mean,
keep doing what you do. It's a terrible call.
I wonder
really
what they
is.
Do in the office. The league, like this morning, they got to be sitting around like, man, we really messed that up.
I think they're probably high-fiving one of them.
They might be like, hopefully
we're getting it right. He's got to make the adjustment. He's got to tackle him without landing on him.
Hopefully Clay's not in the lobby when we leave for lunch.
Listen, my message to Clay would be this. Good. Great hit. Just don't land on him.
Just hit him and back off. Like,
how would you
like a video game.
Yeah. Right, it'd be like the Matrix.
Yeah, like he's like, we should try this. Olivetti should just tackle Mikey B during the break. We get Boomer in here, Boomer Esiason. I'd love to hit Boomer, tackle Boomer, sack him. You know, he's had defensive linemen lay all over him.
This is Boomer Esiason.
You know that. Boomer back in the day.
He has, yeah.
When he played, dude, they weren't playing games, dude. He had guys in
no,
him.
No, he had guys, though. So, no question. Different game now.
Yeah,
I'd like to see that. You should try it. We should set that up on Instagram. You trying to tackle Boomer.
Or Mikey B. Which one you want to tackle? Rubbing up against Boomer.
Go after Boomer. Just when he's tall, walking bro. Down the hallway, we'll just drill him from drill him right from behind,
like a Lawrence Taylor type from behind, right. Like hack over with the arm,
arm, knock the Starbucks out of his hand, and just drive him to the ground,
and knock that blonde wig off
his
head,
and then stand over him.
I know he's wearing a wig.
Stand over him.
Yeah, stand over. Yeah,
and Mike Rubio will be like, "We got to get back on the air."
And then hide.
Taz, you got to read. You got word a lot.
The return of Carson Wentz in Philadelphia. We'll get into that next. Taz Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
This is Boomer Esiason. You want action? Expect it here. CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.